The essential nature of these collections has been recognized as eclectic, idiosyncratic, and label. Personal collection management medical literature, on the other hand, since 1967 has regularly carried articles mostly written by doctors describing personal collection management techniques. Manual techniques have ranged in sophistication from merely expanding a dismantled textbook zero to sorting items into cardboard boxes that have been broadly subjectivated to elaborate card catalog systems offering multiple access points based on detailed controlled vocabularies L2 as computers have become increasingly available. Computer-aided indexing and retrieval systems have been included in the battle for personal collection control. 3. At least one medical journal is expressly organized to facilitate its destruction for Ling in the personal collection. Beginning in late 1960s, scholars outside the Elbe of Medicine developed programs that enabled mainframe and mini-computers to store and index the catalogs of their personal collections. Burton 16 and Hubby ARDL 7 note that personal collection management is becoming increasingly a computer-based endeavor enhanced by LL private file services offered by several of the online utilities. 2. Over-the-shelf microcomputer software that enables both downloading from online databases and personal management. And 3. Integrated institutional systems that embellish the features mentioned above with conveniences like electronic mail. In the very near future, CD-ROM systems will undoubtedly take their place among the arsenal of weapons aimed at controlling personnel collections. From Memex to Matheson, a perfect personal information system called Memex was longingly described by Bush in 1945. Memex was primarily a bibliographic storage and retrieval system with a word processor. Today Memex is less charmingly labeled a workstation and is based on a microcomputer with a modem. Bush's dream, although still not fully realized, no longer seems as futuristic as it once did. The long-range needs and implications of the new technologies and information management in the academic health science center generally and personal information systems specifically were addressed at length by Matheson and Cooper in their seminal paper. They predict the routine inclusion of training in information management as part of the medical education process. Their report, which was partially co-sponsored by and enjoys the off-the-shelf backing of the National Library of Medicine, promotes a vision of changes to come in the handling of information in an academic health science center between now and the early 21st century. The vision is given lifelike modeling by Sternch and Lorenzi II, and much money and effort are being invested in its materialization. 22. Matheson and Cooper may prove to be less than perfect prophets, but their prophecy seems destined for at least partial fulfillment. A follow-up on Matheson and Cooper was issued in 1984 by the Association of American Medical Colleges. The other co-sponsor of the report, 3, called Physicians for the 21st Century, it specifically recommends that every institution providing medical education include a unit on the application of computer technology to medical needs. In race buns, libraries in academic health science centers across the country are creating courses offering instruction in information retrieval and management. 1. Personal collections today. Today, most personal collections are not the full level 4 personal information systems described by Bakhan. They support the professional without integrating the personal and the professional. But as workstation technology grows, people will want to structure their personal information environments for that level of integration. Maslow suggests that after the attainment of one layer, the drive for the next higher is inevitable. Lundin notes that librarians are likely to receive requests for advice in designing personal information systems. 25 and others have suggested that librarians ought to be used for just that purpose. Indeed, there is evidence that librarians outside the medical world are beginning to respond to the level 4 systems their patrons are creating. The University of California at Berkeley has established a highly successful program as part of its faculty seminar series 27, with the level 3 interfacing function of the professional staff makes librarianship an appropriate profession to offer support for the level 4 systems of the library patrons. One of the hallmarks of a profession is a unique expertise, and librarianship possesses that. But that expertise is not evident to patrons who only experience its applications and give little thought to its creation and maintenance. Not only have patrons not thought about the conceptual basis for librarianship,